Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Coming up next, Chris Hahn's going to join us. We'll talk a little NBA with him. And then we'll shoot the breeze after that. It's Jeff Calkins, show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app.
I'm consumer investigator Andy Wise. I'm a public figure, but I prefer my privacy. I prefer a handful of friends I keep close in places where I feel safe. That's why I joined the Crescent Club, 6075 Poplar Avenue inside the Crescent Center. The Crescent Club is my safe haven. I can just be myself, whether I'm holding a business meeting or a birthday party. The Crescent Club's entertainment rooms can be configured to meet any event or social distancing. Whether it's my wife, a best friend, or a client, they feel safe when I bring them to the Crescent Club. And let me tell you, there is great comfort knowing I can work quietly in one of the club's soundproof rooms, have Germantown native chef Billy Boyle whipped me up something he learned from one of the best kitchens on the planet, then closed the deal with a cocktail on the ninth floor watching the sunset over East Memphis. For membership, call Kathleen Muck at 901-684-1010. My safe haven, your wise choice. The Crescent Club, where you belong.
The new razor from Harry's is not the same. In the past, guys have been overcharged for razors. Meanwhile, Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever. And they're not raising prices, not even a little. Their new blades still cost as little as $2 each, and value isn't the only thing that makes Harry's unique. Some shaving companies add bells and whistles to their razors. Harry's values simple, clean design. Some shaving companies outsource blade manufacturing. Harry's owns a century-old German blade factory. Some shaving companies encourage guys to be the best. Harry's embraces guys for who they are. Put simply, Harry's is not the same. And you can find Harry's almost everywhere you shop. Just head to the grooming aisle in stores near you. Or you can go online and get a Harry's starter set for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5520 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5520. Harry's, not the same.
McDonald's 4 for 4 is a steal. It's a full meal that includes a tasty sandwich, chicken McNuggets, fries, and a medium drink for just $4. And now, McDonald's 4 for 4 comes with 3 sandwich options to choose from, like a juicy McDouble, a classic McChicken, and now the fiery hot and spicy McChicken. Swing by and get more with McDonald's 4 for 4. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with combo meal.
Looking for fun? Hit Instant Games are available now at Tennessee Lottery retailers near you. These new Instant Games are loaded with cash prizes ranging from $50 up to $5,000.
Want to sell your home stress-free? Email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com for a free analysis.
No obligation, no hassle, just an offer. The Live Love Group at RE/MAX Experts, licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi. Call 901-410-8818.
Hey, this is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I went to another session to deal with some other problem foods, and I lost another 10 pounds. In fact, I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
Join Mark Patrick's seminars and lose the weight or stop smoking guaranteed for only $49.99. Because of coronavirus, seminar now online live with America's hypnotist, Mark Patrick. Live online seminar for the greater Memphis, Tennessee area will be held Saturday, September 19th. Register now. Only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond every weekday around 10 a.m.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Miss Martha King, the debut single of B.B. King from 1949, recorded in the studio at WDIA Radio here in town. B.B. King born on this day in 1925, and I wrote about him this week. Couple days ago in the Essential Memphis Library.
Okay, well, it was certainly a momentous night of basketball last night. What do you make of the Clippers flop? Because it was nothing but. It was disgrace.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, you got to remember, they were not only were they up 3-1 in the series at one point, they had like a 20-point lead in game six. And so, like, they had the series won.
Right.
And to have basically to build and lose leads in three straight, you know, closeout games is sort of a historic collapse, really. You know, I don't know what to make of it. Obviously, Kawhi Leonard had a really bad game last night. But, like, Kawhi Leonard's done this before, and he has not been consistently the problem for the Clippers. You know, there was a lot of talk about fatigue that came out sort of unattributed quotes about fatigue. And that actually, I mean, that's not an excuse because like every other team is dealing with the same stuff in the bubble, but that is sort of what it looks like. And that does sort of make sense relative to a team sort of collapsing late in series, late in games. You know, they had lots of issues, obviously. Montrezl Harrell had sort of, you know, injury conditioning issues. Lou Williams with his Magic City thing. Paul George has had injury issues. It just seems like that team never really got it together in terms of building their cohesion as a team. They never really got the pieces clicked into place. And then they're playing a Denver team that had sort of built that rhythm and had built that cohesion and sort of was building their confidence as they went. And that's sort of what happened, it seems.
How much blame goes to Doc Rivers?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, he's the head coach. And so, ultimately, I mean, I'm not big on, like, let's figure out the blame chart and, like, 25% right. goes here and 55% right. goes here or whatever. But, you know, Doc Rivers has won a title. He's also had plenty of series where, you know, he's lost a lot of game sevens. His team hasn't gone all the way as far as you know, they were supposed to. And so certainly, I mean, everyone comes out looking bad in this, including Doc Rivers.
Yeah, everybody can. Boy, the whole league is clowning them. I mean, because, you know, you had Kawhi who supposedly left Toronto because he didn't think, well, I think he mostly wanted to live in L.A., but there was this other feeling that he didn't think they were good enough to repeat, and their exit was a good deal more dignified than the Clippers' exit. Paul George bounces from Indiana to Oklahoma City to L.A., and, you know, it, they're eminently clownable.
If Kawhi Leonard had stayed in Toronto, that team may well have repeated.
I know. It's incredible. Like, yeah, absolutely. That team might well have retreated. And people were talking about if Kawhi went up against LeBron and beat him, you know, what does that do for – I'm not big on legacy talk, but this certainly was not great for the Kawhi Leonard legacy. Certainly was not great for the Paul George legacy. I mean, they were kind of intentional about, and Kawhi Leonard has always been intentional about the regular season. You know, we're gonna not take it easy, but we're going to pick our spots in the regular season and be who we are in the playoffs. That obviously didn't work. Like, and maybe it was injury issues, but maybe it was the mindset too. Do you buy
into
that?
It could be, but like. He treated last season the same way, and they won the
right.
title.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
I mean, yep. And so, I, you know, there may be things specific to this team and the players on this team that there was less sort of seriousness and cohesion around him here than there was in Toronto. Toronto was really good without Kawhi last year, and then they showed it this year. They were good without him for a whole season. It's a little bit different animal. You know, and then you have the whole question of the bubble, and the bubble's just different. And I don't know if we totally understand, like, the degree it's impacted things or not impacted things. Obviously, there was no home court. Typically, right. In a game seven, like, you
yeah,
know,
no home court. Yeah.
That game's played in Los Angeles, and it wasn't last night. That may have something to do with it. I just think the bubble impacts are sort of hard to sort out.
Well, and the bubble impacts are in two ways. There's the bubble and the ways in which the bubble is different than real life. But then there was it like a 3-month break before the bubble, and I don't think the Clippers
right.
ever looked good in the bubble. So did they? Maybe the Clippers were in, you know, less, you know, focused. Like you pointed out, it's like a whole offseason happened between the end of the season and the start of the bubble. So there's really two.
So the teams that have shown up in some ways relative to like actual personnel, in some ways just relative to like what trajectory you're on and then what sort of rhythm you're in. The teams that showed up were not the same teams that we last saw in March. And that may have something to do with Milwaukee pulling them short, right? It may have something to do with Miami being so much better than they looked earlier on. These are sort of different teams.
I think that's absolutely right. They are different teams. It is sort of funny how when Giannis loses, it's immediately we got to get him out of Milwaukee, right? Where are we going to move him to? When these two lose, now there already is some talk. They George and Kawhi, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, each it's their last year coming up. And so there is some thought of what's going to happen with the Clippers, who gave up a boatload in order to put this team together. But it's not we have to get them out of L.A. It's like what is going to happen with L.A. at the end of the year. And I don't think there's anything to do, having invested what they invested, which was you know, they traded Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, unprotected picks in 2022, 24, 26, pick swaps in 23 and 25, and then a first-round pick in 2020 for Marcus Morris. There's nothing to do but just run this back. You can tweak at the margins. And I guess my question would be, and I saw Brevin suggested this, he thinks the real problem is that they don't have a true point guard, and Kawhi had to work too hard for shots. What do you make of that theory?
I think there's something to that. I mean, obviously in Toronto, you not only did you have Kyle Lowry, you had Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet. And I think it'll be interesting to see the Lakers as they keep going forward, because the Lakers don't really have. I mean, they have Rondo, I guess, who's more of a true point guard, but they're still like, you know, they're bigger wing forward. LeBron is creating all the shots there. I think even if your true guards are not your best player, I think guard play is so important in the NBA now. And with the Clippers, they had a bunch of specialists. You know, Patrick Beverley is a defensive specialist, and Landry Shamet is sort of a shooting specialist, and Lou Williams is sort of a pick and roll ISO, come off the bench and get bucket specialist. Like, they didn't have like a true lead guard kind of player. And so if they're looking to sort of adjust their team going into next season around Kawhi Leonard, and I think everything else could be up for grabs, but they're going to go into next season trying to win with Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
And so, like, if they do that, I think backcourt is certainly an area they can look to try to shake up or upgrade.
On the other side of it, like, Denver was a delight, and they're the opposite of the Clippers. They've won 6 elimination games in the bubble, and and Jokic was just, I mean, my God, that was fun watching him throw the ball around. I don't know what Sabonis looked like, prime Sabonis looked like, you know, way, way back when, but I can only imagine it couldn't have been much better than that. 22 rebounds, 13 assists. I mean, it was spectacular. Thoughts on Denver?
Yeah, and they're young. I think Jokic is like 24, 25, and Murray's 22. Michael Porter Jr. didn't do much last night, but that's still a player sort of on an upswing. Jeremy Grant, they bring him back, is pretty young. And so that's a young team that I think is, you know, even before last night, it's sort of over the course of this bubble play has sort of risen, you know, elevated themselves in terms of their trajectory going forward and sort of how you think about them as a potential contender. I think particularly because Murray is taking a little bit of a leap and looks like more of a lead guard, lead scorer in the backcourt than maybe we thought he was before. I think as a lover of big men, like, I think it was fun to watch Nikola Jokic and Bam Adebayo both come up big in those games last night. And the idea that for three of the four teams left, you know, there are big men who are either their best or second best player, which, you know, I think is nice to see.
Yeah. I wasn't here yesterday, so I don't know if you went over this with Jeffrey, but one of the things you mentioned in your column on the NBA this week was looking at teams the Grizzlies might leapfrog in the West. Now, you had an interesting point that you can now say, I mean, you're not going to have them leapfrog in Denver, right? You're going to have the Grizzlies well behind Denver next year in your projections, I presume.
Well, next year, definitely.
Yeah, but the interesting thing was Oklahoma City. You can now, if Oklahoma City disassembles itself, you can say, all right, who are the Grizzlies? Grizzlies were ninth, I believe, right? They were ninth this year. And if you put
they finished ninth this season.
That's what I mean, ninth this season. So if you put them, and if you're going to stipulate that Golden State will leap them, that makes them 10th, whatever. So who could they pass to get in the playoffs? Oklahoma City would be a team, if they take themselves apart, as it seems like they're going to do, that they could jump. But you made the point that that's not necessarily good long-term for the Grizzlies. Right.
Well, no, but I do think it's inevitable. I mean, I think when they made the Paul George trade and the Russell Westbrook trade, those were rebuilding oriented trades. And then they looked up the season and like they couldn't trade Chris Paul. And then they were good with him, and so they were just good. And now they're going to get on with what they were always going to do. And so I doubt there's an alternate scenario where they lean in to try to be good again next season. I think the plan was always to try to rebuild around Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and use those draft picks, although they could package a lot of those picks for veteran players. That's something they could do. So I think it was sort of inevitable. But, yes, it is. To me, when you're calibrating the Grizzlies, you're not calibrating next season. Or you're not only calibrating next season. Like, next season is sort of a fun, immediate thing, but you're really looking at a more of a longer-term window. And I think the Thunder are a team you're looking at as a rival, not just for next season, but sort of over – in terms of how teams are going to get built over the next three or four.
Right. If you're looking at 4 years from now, the interesting thing about it, though, is that they've got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and then they just have assets. And as you've pointed out, assets don't necessarily translate themselves into players. Like, the Celtics once had two first-round picks, and they got Ron Mercer and Chauncey Billups, who they then dealt, right? Like, two very high lottery picks, and they got – like, you can draft and draft and draft and draft, and you may not get Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. So it's really kind of interesting which position you'd rather be in. I think I'd pick the Grizzlies position, bird in the hand, over the Oklahoma City Thunder position long term. Would you?
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. I mean, you got two cornerstones, and they have one. And so and those players are sort of hard to get. But I think, to me, if you look at it from a Thunder perspective, like, you can't just choose to be the Grizzlies. You're choosing what you're going to do.
Right, exactly.
And I think that, to me, the play for them in a year where, A, people think the draft is going to be good next year. I mean, I have no idea. I've never seen any of these people play. But people think the draft is going to be a lot better. And then, B, you're in a conference where literally everybody really wants to win. Minnesota wants to win, and Phoenix wants to win, and Sacramento wants to win, and Memphis wants to win. It would be very easy to trade all your bets, go young, be the worst team in the West, which would probably guarantee you a pretty good draft pick. I mean, there's a lot of variance in the lottery, right? But if you're 15th in the West, you're probably, you know, going to have a upper half lottery pick. And then you add what you hope will be a really good player to go without Gilgeous-Alexander and move on from there. That is what I think they'll probably try to do.
But it does look like Denver, with Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic, will be, you know, that they should, you know, they should still be good in 4 years. They'll still be good in the Grizzlies' window. It appears, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what's going to happen, but in terms of injuries and whatever, but that they have, that's a team that sort of has a core together, and they are at the spot. I think the Grizzlies are trying to transition to the spot, and the Justice Winslow trade is sort of like that. They're not all the way there. I think Denver's all the way there to saying, we have a core, and now we're trying to figure out what fits with that core instead of just building their talent.
Okay, in terms of the other game, and it's remarkable, as sensational as the first game was, that everyone's talking about the second game. It's not the game itself, but sort of the fallout for the Clippers, because that first game was unbelievably great, with one of the greatest defensive plays I have ever seen in a critical moment by Bam Adebayo. That was sensational. And what else is there to say about it? It, you know, the people are talking about bird steal of Isaiah Thomas in game five of the 87 Eastern Conference Finals and LeBron's block game seven against the Warriors. But, I mean, it's up there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the thing is, we've had sort of a little bit of a spree of these sort of great blocks. You had the Kawhi block. Now that they've lost, it won't be remembered as fondly. But you had the Kawhi block where he basically blocked the shot with one finger at the rim.
Right.
And then you had a legitimately big play in a game seven. You had the Marcus Smart chase down block of Norman right. Powell, which was a huge play in terms of the Celtics winning that series potentially. But just in terms of pure, like spectacular athleticism plus sort of the weight of the moment, I mean, this one trumps those. No, I mean, to me, the plays Miami made, the end of regulation and the end of overtime. End of regulation, they were down, I think they were down five, and Tyler Herro banged a three, and Jimmy
yep.
Butler banged a corner three.
Yep.
Put them up one, and the game should have been over because the ridiculous foul call. That was
a ridiculous foul call. He was pushed into him. It was preposterous.
Yeah, and so that game should not have gone to overtime. It should have been like a win or lose on Tatum's shot, which he missed. But then you get to the overtime, and we remember the Bam block. But the play right before that was a Jimmy Butler went hard to the rim for the and one, which was a pretty great play. So Miami really came up big and making big plays at the end of regulation and overtime.
Tyler Herro was fantastic. I mean, that kid is just unbelievable.
That was his second team all rookie revenge game.
His second team all rookie revenge.
I thought it was kind of. I mean, whatever. Who cares? But to me, Eric Paschal for that terrible Golden State team,
right.
Getting first team over Tyler Herro was kind of silly.
In terms of the end of regulation, so Herro was great. Butler was great. Like they were horrible in the third quarter. The Heat were, and it looked like the Celtics had this thing wrapped up. And next thing you know, Heat are making big shot after big shot, including Jay Crowder, by the way, 5 of 9 from three for Jay Crowder. So they're back into it. But then, as you point out, Jason Tatum should not have had that free shot to just, like, now it's already tied because the foul shot. But he has a free shot to win the thing. And that was horrific, that play. Like, that's what they get is a 30-footer, a pull-up 30-footer?
That was a settle. I mean, you know. I mean, they got a shot off from the best player, and so there is that. But it was that shot was a settle. That was not the ideal shot you want to get.
And so now, I mean, I don't know. What do you make of the series? Having seen them.
I said to Jeffrey yesterday, to me, it was sort of a toss-up series. I think they're evenly matched. I expected to be sort of a 6-7-game series. I sort of picked Boston, but I didn't feel strong about it. Now that Miami is up a game, I guess I'd pick Miami. I think it's a toss-up series. I think they're totally evenly matched, and it can totally go either way. I don't think Boston, you know, Boston higher seed and sort of more glamorous team, certainly higher thought of over the course of the season. I don't think Boston's demonstrably better now. I didn't think that yesterday either. I thought that was a close call. I think Boston, in theory. And this is not what happened last night, but Boston, in theory, has a little bit more shot making at the end of the games. But that's dependent on Kemba Walker being Kemba Walker, and he did make big shots for them at the end of regulation and in overtime. But over the course of the game, he went like 6 for 19 or something like that. And so you know, it's hard to say they need a better Kemba Walker because they could have easily won that game. It was an overtime game without good Kemba Walker. But I feel like I do feel like for Boston, the key for them is going to be getting better Kemba Walker.
Yeah, Kemba was not good. Kemba admitted he was not good. Okay, finally, Shelby County Schools has said they're not going to be playing sports. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on this. It's obvious to me, if you don't have school, you can't have school sports, right? If it's not safe enough to have second grade, it's not really that controversial to say we're not going to be playing high school football. It is a little, though, when you are the only school district in the state that is not playing high school sports, when you've got Ridgeway High School that is not playing and MUS across the street that is playing, like it feels a little bit like you're the only person in the grocery store wearing a mask. And others' irresponsibility shouldn't dictate yours, but it is. I find it sort of troubling that just the disparity. You know, even though I think it's the right decision, and deciding to play football without having school in session would be indefensible. What do you make of sort of all of that?
Well, I mean, this is sort of relates to something I wrote last week in the Memphis 10 column, where it's depressing to me that the distinctions that are being made in terms of how we're treating education are based on public, private, city, county, you know, contract, charter. Those are the distinctions. The distinctions aren't preschool, elementary, middle, high school, college, right? Like, to me, the differences should be based on the latter, not the former, as it regards public health in a pandemic. And so, no, the way we're going about this, you know, whether the decisions are right or wrong, it's not the way it should be. It should not – the public health decision should apply to everyone based on sort of their age and educational needs, not based on, like, you know, what type of school they're in.
Or whether you happen to live in Collierville or versus where you happen to live in Whitehaven, there should be an approach to schooling that is, yes. And it's basically driven by political bent in the end, right? I mean, that's what is – The political spirit in one place versus the political spirit in the other, and it not at all based on how public health considerations. All right. Thank you, Chris. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, that's the thing. In the end, it appears so random because it is random. It's an accident of where you draw a line.
Yeah.
And that's why it feels like crap, you know? It's because it feels totally random. Like, yes, I get it. I get the frustration. And I think Chris is exactly right, that the decision should be made, let's all have elementary school and hold off on, like, but they're not. Collierville does what it wants to do. Shelby
yep.
County does what it thinks it has to do. And so... there we are. We are each, as Chris has also said, sort of independent contractors in all of this. Speaking of contractors, if you need window issues, and who doesn't, affordable blinds for your blinds, shades, and shutters. And I just mean it. Like, why wouldn't you want to get your blind shades and shutters from the place that has a factory in Memphis rather than the place that has a factory in China? Like that would seem, A, the quality is quality you can trust, B, the craftsmanship is craftsmanship you can trust, and C, the speed of installation. It's why their website is 9dayshutters.com. That's the number 9dayshutters.com is the website. It is affordable blinds. Phone number 753-5822, 753-5822. But it's a local guy, Chip Wiggins, who has created a business, and not just created a business, he has now created a factory that does incredibly high quality plantation shutters, blinds, etc., right here in Memphis. Give him a call, 753-5822, or check him out at 9dayshutters.com. All right, back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's Brad Carson for my friends at Old Dominic, a proud hometown partner of our Memphis Tigers, located in the heart of downtown Memphis with a 150-year-old story that's been revived and ready to be shared. And you can get all the info at olddominic.com on the one-of-a-kind spirits made right here in the Bluff City. Ask your favorite spirit shop where you can find Old Dominic products, enjoy them during the game. And you can also follow Old Dominic Distillery on Facebook and Instagram for more news and info, like the brand-new Hewling Station whiskey there. It hits the shelves just in time for football season and cooler weather. These small-batch whiskeys are perfect for the seasoned whiskey drinker, whiskey newcomers will love them too. You can enjoy them neat over ice or in an old-fashioned whiskey cocktail. Set the bar with Hewling Station from Old Dominic this football season. Plus, try Old Dominic's Memphis Vodka, the Formula Number 10 Gin, and their Memphis Toddy, which is perfect for football weather. Just like the Tigers, Old Dominic spirits are 100% pure Memphis. That's Old Dominic Distillery and Old Dominic spirits, 100% pure Memphis. Share a sip from your hometown brand this football season, and go Tigers, go! Old Dominic encourages all fans to share a sip responsibly.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home. And there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
From muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contract at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
This is your alarm on an ordinary vacation.
Hello, ma'am. This is your wake-up call.
This is your alarm on a real vacation. Go on a real vacation. Go RV. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRVing.com.
Heard of the job? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Lovers of what others
broadcasting hate. Live from the Triumph Big Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sensational. The big news today is that the Big Ten is coming back to play football. They had the press conference earlier today, and we aren't going to play you the press conference, but Jeffrey can give you some of the highlights. These are tweets by people who listen to the press.
And now we've got a story from Adam Rittenberg and Heather Dench.
Let's hear it.
The Big Ten will kick off its football season the weekend of October the 24th, after the league's presidents and chancellors unanimously voted to resume competition, citing daily testing capabilities and stronger confidence in the latest medical information, the conference announced Wednesday morning. Each team will attempt to play 8 games in 8 weeks, leaving no wiggle room during the coronavirus pandemic before the Big Ten championship game on December the 19th. That date will also feature an extra cross-division game for each school, with seeded teams in each division. So therefore, the winner of the West.
Me what's happening?
So each team's going to play 8 conference games. No bye weeks, just 8 straight games.
Yep.
The winner of the Big Ten East and the winner of the Big Ten West will square off in the Big Ten championship game. The
second-place team in the East will play the second-place team in the West. The weekend of the championship game, third will play third, fourth will play fourth, fifth will play fifth. And so that way they would get the nine games, and that kind of evens it up. So for those that were—
What's the significance of nine games?
For those that were saying, well, the significance is the college football playoff. And those that were saying, well, if they only play eight, that won't be enough because you got the other conferences playing 10. Getting it to nine games would help make the case.
That's more money, I guess, too. Like,
sure.
It's kind of, that'll feel stupid, the last game against the last place team, you know, whatever. Who's going to be last in each division?
Correct. The Big Ten would complete its season before the December 20th selection day for the college football playoff. Fans are not expected at Big Ten games, which will be held on campuses throughout the stadium, or throughout the season. Athletics director for Wisconsin, Barry Alvarez, said the schedule would be released later this week. And I think those are kind of the big ones. The other, I guess, the testing would be the thing that people want to know about. The Big Ten's daily rapid testing program will begin on September 30th on all 14 Big Ten campuses. Test results must be completed and recorded prior to each practice or game. Student athletes who test positive for the coronavirus through point of contact daily testing would be required would require a polymerase chain reaction. That's the PCR test to confirm the result of the POC test. So then football players who test positive must wait at least 21 days to return to competition as they will undergo, quote, comprehensive cardiac testing, end quote, before being cleared by a cardiologist designated by each university primarily for that purpose. Concerns about myocarditis, the inflammation of the heart caused by viral infections like COVID-19, significantly contributed to the Big Ten's initial decision to postpone football this season.
Yeah, I mean, we had the doctor from Lebanon on who explained that it really is not that significant an issue.
Correct.
The myocarditis issue. And was careful to say this. From an epidemiological perspective, listen, every cardiologist, and I spoke with another cardiologist from Lebanon, Dr. Phillip, 2 days ago for something I'm doing, and they're all careful to say this. They're not saying you should play football.
Right.
From an epidemiological perspective, in terms of spreading the virus, the truth is almost every doctor thinks you shouldn't play football.
Right.
But from a cardiological perspective, they think it's that part of it's been overblown.
Myocarditis should not be the reason that you...
It is, yes. Should be the reason that you have
heart testing.
Yes. And heart testing in particular, because it can kill you. If you are someone, and they have, Lebanon has put out an algorithm about how you determine, whether you're a high school student or a college student or whatever, how you determine what you have to do in order to safely come back to play, right? So if you're one of those Collierville kids, like two Collierville kids just made an appointment with this Dr. Phillip because they're worried. Like,
right.
Can we safely go in? I don't want to be dropping dead here, right?
Sure.
Can we safely come back to play? And they have put out, and you can go to their website. You probably figure it out if you're interested. But Lebanon has an algorithm about this and who is safe to come back to play when, like how they figure it out. And so, but the bottom line is if you, if you were hospitalized, if you had severe COVID-19 issues, then, yes, there are significant heart tests you should undergo before you resume playing. But as long as you do that, it can be handled safely. And I do think it was in response to perhaps this sort of panic around myocarditis, which is why the Big Ten did what they did. Anyway, I'm glad to see him back, and I'm glad to see, we'll see how many of those eight games they get in, right? I mean, we've seen how many games have been postponed by other teams and whatever else. We'll see how it works for them, but I have no objection to what they are trying to do whatsoever. I applaud it.
I'm with you. I mean, the other explanation when asked, Morton Shapiro, who's the Northwestern.
Morty is the Northwestern president.
Correct. He was asked why the season wasn't just postponed or delayed like we saw with the SEC. Quote, the medical advice I relied on, there was no chance we could do it safely. We didn't have the testing and the safety protocols. The medical advice changes. The facts changed our minds. The facts changed and our minds changed. He noted advancements in and more knowledge on heart-related issues, according to Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated.
So there you go. They will be roundly, whatever. This too shall pass at this point. Pac-12 obviously still not playing. The other football story that I loved, see what Georgia is doing?
Not naming a starting quarterback until the game?
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to be the starter? They got the USC transfer.
JC Daniels.
And then they got a
he's a freshman.
Yeah, freshman, whatever. And so, anyway.
The whispers are that the freshman is actually beating him out. Yeah.
That's what I've heard. Here you go. Ready? Listen to this. Georgia announced it won't allow tailgating before football games this season. However, the school will allow groups of ticket holders to, quote, gather in parking lots up to 3 hours before kickoff.
Like that.
What does that even freaking mean?
Jeff, it proves that language is there to be manipulated.
Georgia's sports communication office.
It's not a tailgate. It's a gathering. It's a gathering of season ticket holders.
This is according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Georgia's sports communication office sent out a news release Tuesday stating tailgating, quote, will not be permitted. Yet that same release states that fans, quote, will be allowed to gather near their vehicles with family members or those with whom they traveled and plan to sit within the stadium.
Mm-hmm. That's completely different from a tailgate.
What the are they talking about?
Completely different from a tailgate, Jeff.
It added that those people must maintain social distancing and wear masks around others who are not part of their group.
Uh-huh.
Listen, Memphis fans would
why are people not from their group now?
Memphis fans would love this. Like, they don't need to tailgate on Tiger Lane. Like,
they just need to be able to
their parking spot around their cars with friends and family. Like, we don't need to tailgate. We'll just gather with friends and family in the parking lot 3 hours before the game.
You got to admit, part of you kind of loves this.
What in the world are they even talking about?
Jeff, it's not a tailgate. It is clearly there in the fine print. That is not a tailgate.
It's just insanity. Do you think the Ohio State's going to win the national championship?
No, I do not. I think they've had too many players opt out.
How many have opted out?
They basically are losing like between 7 to 10 contributors.
And was this because of the delay? Did they lose people because of the delay, or were they opting out anyway because they were first-round picks, just like the corner at Virginia Tech?
I think it was a little column A, a little column B.
Jamar Chase, from LSU, has now formally said he's going pro. He'd earlier opted out. LSU, by the way, interesting position that they're in because they've had lots of opt-outs, right? On the other hand, Coach O says everybody has gotten the virus.
Most everyone.
Yeah, most everybody
and
has gotten the virus.
And then Scott Woodward, the just so happens to be the son-in-law of the president of the NCAA and also the athletics director, also said, yeah, well, we're seeing this across the SEC. So apparently he just threw the entire SEC under the bus, too.
But that's good. But Coach O said that with a feeling of pride. Like,
yes.
Like, we're going to be ready to go.
Ready to go.
They're doing herd immunity down there. They're doing tiger herd immunity down there.
You can't get
absolutely.
It twice. Yeah.
You cannot. Well, and it's true. If you get it, according to the SEC protocols, you don't have to be even retested for 90 days.
Respect.
So you got 90 days to get that football season.
Sounds like we can play 10 games.
Sounds like you can play 10 games. All right. So that is
I was trying to find an actual textbook definition of tailgating.
Oh, I have an textbook. I have a textbook definition of the Oxford English Dictionary says that tailgating. Hold on. Let me get this here. I don't think it's exactly what it's not gathering cars, et cetera. It's the Oxford English Dictionary says. Here it is. Okay, hold on.
Because I keep finding like basically like something that's the back of a truck or the tailgate of a truck, a wagon, whatnot. or, you know, to follow or drive hazardously close to the rear of another vehicle.
The Oxford Language Dictionary defines a tailgate as, quote, a social gathering at which an informal meal is served from the back of a parked vehicle, typically in the parking lot of a sports stadium. Georgia's release does not include any expressed prohibition of grills, food, drink, tents, or chairs. Georgia Tech also announced that it's forbidding tailgating, but it was specific. No chairs, grills, coolers, and quote-unquote, no loitering or gatherings of any size permitted in an on-campus area. Georgia Tech is going with it.
Jeff, it's not a tailgate.
Yeah. So, anyway, all right, we got to take a break. Back in a moment with one story we've been waiting for. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Frontier Western Store is open and ready to serve you for all your needs in boots, apparel, pet food, and more. Frontier is proud to be a local leader here in the Mid-South when it comes to boots. Stop by the store today for an incredible selection of name brand work and dress boots. Come browse aisles and aisles of top quality boots at everyday low prices in their world-famous boot showroom. Dan Post, Rocky, Durango, Twisted X, Georgia, Ariat, and many more. There's so many styles, colors, and fits available, you might need a hand picking out your favorites. Luckily, Frontier's knowledgeable sales staff will cheerfully assist you with any questions you have and ensure the proper fit of your new boots. Frontier also has an amazing selection of jeans and shirts by Wrangler, Ariat, and Carhartt, as well as a fully stocked women's boutique department with thousands of tops and dresses at unbelievable prices. New arrivals often. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, a second generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. What's the Erie Rate Lock? It's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. And let the record show that lower than normal rates are now available, which is great because if recent events have taught us anything, it's that every penny matters. Listen, you have a local doctor, your local dentist, your local lawyer. You need your own personal local insurance agent too. So please get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, which has two offices in the Memphis area. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other on Highway 51 in Covington. You can reach Elizabeth Rook Insurance by phone at 867-SAVE, that's 867-7283, or you can visit online at rookinsurance.com. Again, that's rookinsurance.com.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. Joining me today is Suzanne Hobbs, Director of Communications with Boomer Naturals. It's a U.S.-based wellness company that also offers America's best-selling face masks. Thank you, Suzanne, for joining me today. Why are your masks in such demand?
You know, word is really spreading fast that our three-layer nano silver enhanced masks are the best in America, and they're so comfortable, breathable, and protective. And so it's just been spreading all across the country that this is what people are finding and that they are buying over and over again. Studies show that face covers really do help stop the spread, and that's what we want right now. So when you go to BoomerNaturals.com, you're going to see a lot of different colors and patterns and multiple sizes. And the key to what we offer is three layers of nano silver technology enhanced masks, and that's going to block those tiny drops and particles. And that's a big deal when you're looking for a protective mask.
Thanks, Suzanne. For more information and to order, go to BoomerNaturals.com or just stop by your local CVS pharmacy and be sure to ask for Boomer Naturals nano silver masks and gaiters. Boomer's got you covered.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said, clean up the Dodge, get back when I can, just playing my part. Church folks had a fish fry, mustard, hot sauce, light bread, french fries. Love for the big guy, hit the park, boys showing off the hops, nappy roots on the radio. And you know what about last night, hit the pick three, bounce
America. Dr. Fauci said that we could be dealing with a sucker until next year, well into next year. Like well into next year. So you're going to be working from home. Maybe have a home office. Do we have something, Jeffrey, on like what people miss or don't miss about going from home?
Of course we do.
Yeah, there was a list of what people miss and don't miss.
66% do miss going to see their friends and coworkers. Only 49% miss face-to-face meetings. 38% miss office gossip. 31% miss going to lunch. 26%, these people are lying. Sometimes leaving early. That's one of like life's greatest thrills.
They miss leaving early?
Yeah, everyone misses leaving early. Like, it's like one of life's greatest thrills, getting to leave work early.
You don't feel a little guilt when you leave work early, though?
But what if you get to leave early?
How can you don't miss leaving early when you're home? You're home all the time. How do you miss leaving early?
I'm just saying, that is one of life's...
It's like missing early release from prison. Like,
but the emotional reaction of... of when you not, I'm not saying you, when you cut out of work early, like when boss tells you, hey, you can go home early.
Okay, what else? Is there anything else people miss? What people miss is, I'll tell you what people miss.
Putting on real clothes.
I guess I don't think men miss that. I think women miss that. And maybe am I being horribly sexist here?
No, I actually think
it was
the reverse for me. Aaliyah loved when she had a little bit of time where she got to work at home. Yes, not having to get...
Because I think, like, Charles's wife, Trish, I think she misses dressing up for work.
Yeah, I think it's...
But, like, you don't have to put on a... I don't know, you put on a bra. Like, that isn't that, like, to not have to put on a bra would strike me. I'm not familiar with the joy of not putting on a bra. I mean, I have it every day and
yes,
not putting
of course,
on a bra.
Yeah.
But you would think that not putting on a bra would be a
Jeff,
big deal, right?
It's the man's ear, please. It's the bro.
So, but I think... the things that people miss about not going to work,
mm-hmm.
getting dressed up, maybe for some, okay? But I think it's just the sociability.
Yes.
It's A, the sociability, and B, the business creativity that comes with actually being there in person to, like, people professionally
sure.
miss that.
Right. The idea, like, the equivalent of the writer's room. Yes. Like,
yeah.
The
well,
problem
even
solving.
Ben. So Ben works for Raymond James now, right? And he said if he asks someone that has a question now, it's different asking someone a question, calling them or over Zoom or whatever, and just ducking your head and figuring something, you know what I mean, passing someone in the hall. Or if you're brainstorming. So I think both from a social perspective and a business creativity perspective, there are advantages in being at work. But that's all people miss. The missing leaving early. Some people miss it, yeah. Anyway, all of this is to say... you're probably working at home.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're working at home, get your computer from Computer Systems. If you have a home office and networking needs, they'll actually send people to your home if you wish. 360-9679, 360-9679 is the phone number. Cooper Systems, printer in your home office, underrated. Told millennials don't have printers. Get your printers, millennials. 360-9679. You can get them at Cooper Systems. They're disinfecting and all of that. But the main attraction is you pay less and you get more. You pay less and you get more. It's Cooper Systems. 360-9679. Let's get to the one story we've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough.
It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air presents the one story you've been waiting for. Visit Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air at bestcaretn.com. Jeff's one story you've been waiting for. Now.
I didn't want this to go without mention. The University of Memphis, in the midst of a pandemic, is moving on up. Rankings, it's ranking season for universities. And in the U.S. News and World Report rankings, it is ranked in the top tier for national universities for the second consecutive year. In the rankings of top public universities, it has climbed 9 spots to number 126 and is the number 2 ranked public university in the state of Tennessee. In social mobility, it is ranked 98. That's basically ranks how well students who get Pell Grants do in terms of graduating. Sure. And that is a critical thing that the University of Memphis does. It is included in the top 100 for the first time there. And then on top of that, there is a world ranking of universities that the Wall Street Journal and the London Times, I think, do. And Memphis has never been ranked before in the world ranking of universities. It is now ranked in the world's top universities, according to the 2001 Times Higher Education World University rankings. And furthermore, all worried about what the pandemic would do to enrollment and blah, 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 right? I mean, you like Kenny Gainwell opted out, right?
Right.
You know what happens with enrollment? Guess what has happened in enrollment at the University of Memphis?
I would imagine it's gone up because of the virtual learning aspect.
It's up.
Yeah.
How is enrollment at the University of Memphis up? But it is up. Enrollment for the fall 2020 semester is 22,385, a 2.5 increase year over year from last year's 22,152. Now listen, Dr. David Rudd gets pounded occasionally. Like, Wolkin, like, is out to get Rudd at every turn. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like, can't stand him. And you can tell from the way he treats him on Twitter. And particularly because he's an active sports president, right? He is. He's an active sports president. But all you have to do is look at the trajectory of the broader university to understand what he has done for that university in the midst of a pandemic. Oh, he's gotten, like, remember we got into it with the county mayor, too, like, over the swimming pool, right? Remember that? Like, so, like, he won't back down from anybody, and he doesn't make friends, necessarily. But all you have to do is to look at the trajectory of that university, and you understand the job that he is doing. And I'll be honest, sports has been part of it. Like, you've got game day last year. You've got the success of the football program. Basketball program's doing well. Sports has been part of it, and it is a critical institution in this city, and I'm glad to see them continuing to rise, as Mike Norvell would say. What's coming up next here on the 92.9 FM?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here is what's coming up next on Jason and John. They're going to be joined by Freddie Coleman of ESPN Radio National. He joins them at 12:25. Myron Medcalf. We'll talk some college hoops with them at 1:25. Mark and I in studio again today for Giannotto and Jeffrey. GP will join, Jeff will join GP at 5 o'clock. Dennis Dodd will also join GP at 4:25.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow. Our work's done.
Number one place for the NFL in college football. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Listen on the radio.com app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
The best thing about planning a trip to St. Louis during baseball season is not having to think about what to pack. Just stuff your suitcase full of Cardinals gear and join us in the Gateway City. This is Todd Thomas, a.k.a. that one guy, inviting you to home base at a hotel and explore great restaurants, beautiful parks, and a baseball atmosphere that can't be confined to a stadium. Baseball is back, Let's re-explore St. Louis responsibly. Wear masks, stay 6 feet apart, and wash your hands. Book your trip today at ExploreSt.Louis.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now through September 22nd, you can earn 4 times the fuel points on gift cards. Just download your digital coupon. Restrictions apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.